Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guests, Tracy Geyer and Kay Kring, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Some time back, they did a survey, and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here, too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
I am once again at the fair on Fair Week. So what a better place to be at the fair on Fair Week. And instead of talking to John Holbert and Jim as we did a few months ago, we have some new guests, Tracy Geyer and Kay Kring, and you're going to learn more about them in a second. But we received this very interesting press release about building the beef barn, and I was wondering what the beef barn was. So our news director, Keith Bagley, went to the beef barn press conference and learned all about it, and I believe he also reported about that on these stations. But I wanted to speak to Tracy and Kay directly about this because this is a major undertaking. So good morning to both of you. Thank you very much for taking the time to see me and talk to me today. You've been very gracious. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us to be with you.
Kay, since you invited me, I'll go with you first. Can you give me kind of a Reader's Digest version of why this project started in the first place?
Well, I'm involved with helping with the beef shows at the Bedford Fair and have done that for a number of years. I'm an agriculture teacher at Northern Bedford High School, and I help with students in FFA who show animals. And during the past couple years, the students have been asking, you know, when are we going to do something about the beef barn? They've noticed that it needs some updates and has been deteriorating. So we started looking at it, and there really isn't a lot of money available, you know, through the fair for building or anything like that. So if anything is done on the fairgrounds, it's through the initiative of volunteers and a community effort. So we decided to start this past spring, see if we could get people involved by coming to meetings and discussing the possibility of maybe doing something with to replace or update the beef barn here at the fairgrounds. If you visited the beef barn, it's functional, but it's deteriorating, and it needs some improvements. So that's what we were looking at, you know, deciding what we could do. And we started meeting as a group and had quite a lot of people coming out to our initial meetings. And there's quite a bit of interest from the people involved in the agriculture community and the beef producers to do something to improve the barn, replace the barn, so that we can encourage people, young people, to keep showing at the fair.
Now, Tracy, you're charged with this this fundraising responsibility. This is a big job.
It sure is. Yeah. When we started meeting a few months ago, like Kay just said, I was elected to be the head of the fundraising committee. And, of course, this is something that I've never done before. I mean, I help with you know, my boys in school with the wrestling program and, you know, help somewhat with football, but never anything this dramatic.
Well, you're talking about 20 bucks here, 50 bucks there. And not, now we're talking real money, right?
Right. So I have a friend who is from the Cove area. Her name's Jules Bratton, and we call her the queen of fundraising over there.
That's a good queen to have.
It sure is. She seems to know who to speak to, who to contact, all the good information. So she shared that with me, gave me some good contacts and good ideas about ways that you can quickly raise large amounts of money. So we just figured in the short amount of time that we had to get started here, we would start off the week with doing basket raffles. So myself and Melissa Caudill, who is also my chairperson on the fundraising committee, we have contacted local businesses, individuals, anybody who would be willing and want to donate a gift basket of any dollar amount, anything that we could raffle off. So every day this week at the fair, we've been raffling off 3-4 baskets where people buy tickets, put their ticket in the basket of their choice, and then we draw a winner every evening. So that's one thing we've been doing. Another, my boys show Hereford beef cattle, mm-hmm. and we show through the American Hereford Association. We just came back from Kentucky at the national show. But many years ago, we did a fundraiser with them. It was called a gift card tree. And basically, individuals or businesses donated gift cards for restaurants, stores, you know, any place they would offer a gift card. So that's what we decided to do because it was a very good fundraiser. So we have a tree over there. My father-in-law made a tree out of barbed wire. It's really cool. We've had many people ask about if the tree goes with the gift cards. So I decided, since we've had such a good response at that, we're going to auction off the tree at the sale tomorrow. So, and see how that goes. But the winner of the gift cards will receive all the gift cards worth $630. So that's kind of a nice thing. The tickets are $5 a piece or 5 for $20. So they can buy as many as they want. And one other thing we're doing this week is we have a raffle for an Orca cooler. It's like a step down from a Yeti. And we're also offering a Yeti cup to go with it. Tickets are $5 each or 3 for $12. Same thing tomorrow. We'll be raffling that off at the sale. So far this week, it's been a pretty good success for, you know, this small town fair.
Hey, where did you find this girl?
I mean, I tell you, she's excellent.
Yes. She's come up with more fundraising ideas in 5 minutes on our radio show than our churches or organizations do. Mm-hmm.
She's great. She says that her friend Jules is the, you know, the person that gives her some ideas, but boy, is she good at implementing them.
Do you have a no-compete clause with her? I would.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know people tell me I don't have a hard time telling people what to do, but I'm telling you, I have two boys, and if you want anything done, tell them what to do.
And I know her boys, and she's right.
Because you just don't get anywhere if you don't.
This is fantastic. So,
well, thank you.
Somewhere along the middle of all of this activity, you've got Bedford Grange Mutual that has stepped up.
Yes, that was a big thing. We got notification that, whenever we had such a short amount of time to do all of this, I said to Kay, okay, how do we go about doing these mailings? Who do we mail to? What do we do about addresses and what all this? So I said, we have this thing called Facebook that everybody's on social media. So we decided maybe that was the best avenue to go. I literally physically mailed one letter. And everything else I did through email or through Facebook. Right. And when I sent the email out to the Grange in attention to Rick Barefoot, I got a phone call from him. And he wanted to know a little bit about what we were doing, wanted to know what our goal was, everything that I could tell him about it. And he said that they were going to be having an upcoming board meeting, that they would discuss this. And he said in the past they had given $50,000 to the horse barn. He says, I don't have an open checkbook, but we're going to give you a nice donation. He said, I'll get back to you. Well, the week that I was in Kentucky, he called me and he said, we've come to a decision. We're going to give you $50,000. And I was like, floored.
So we scrape Tracy off the floor, right?
Right. And he just said, the only thing I ask of you is that you set up a press conference, get the news there. So that's what we did. Kay got those in touch with those people, and we had a press conference earlier this week. So that was amazing. I mean, that was just an awesome, awesome donation that we can't thank them
enough
for.
And I was thinking at Bedford Mutual, he can practically see your barn from his office window.
So. Right. And they have been very supportive with projects at the fair.
Yeah.
Not just to the horse barn and the beef barn, sheep barn, goat barn, swine barn. You know, they've been involved with things and for years. It's a tradition with that company.
And I know one thing they asked me, or he asked me, was say that they were the ones that donated this amount of money. What would they be getting out of this? And I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure that you'll have your the barn named after you.
Well, I was just thinking about naming rights, you know, like the AT&T Stadium or something.
Yes. And he says, well, that's good. He says, because that's what we want.
I think the barn's got a good ring to it. What do you think?
I think they want to get Evergreen Mutual.
Yeah, probably.
Since it's company money.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So, and then somebody asked, well, what happens if you have two people that donate $50,000? And I'm like, well, that would be a great problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
we'll work that out.
Right. We'll figure that out.
But... Well, one gets the outside, one gets the inside, or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is a wonderful story. I mean, it's extraordinary. We've spoken with fundraisers over the past, and they talk about what a grind it is and have to send all this mail out and make all these phone calls to try to get $5,000 or $10,000. And Magic Tracy here sends an email. Bang.
Well, I initially came up with Jules had instructed me that I needed to come up with a letter to just send out to people.
Right.
And that was the letter that I emailed and put on Facebook. And, of course, everybody shares it. And just basically, it was informing everybody of what our plans were, what we needed to do with the barn, and how important it was for us to raise funds for this project.
Our guests are Tracy Geyer, the magical fundraiser for this outfit, and also Kay Kring. Kay, I understand you folks have titles. So what's your title?
I'm the chairperson of the Build a Beef Barn.
And you are?
I'm the fundraising.
And you haven't given her a new title yet after doing all this? I mean... I think Queen would be good.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Queen of fundraising.
That's
like
a bit
that.
Much, but okay.
Give you a little crown and so forth. Well, our guests are delightful. Tracy and Kay, of course, are building the beef barn. And we're not going to rebuild the beef barn or fix up the beef barn or modernize the beef barn or whatever. In fact, Kay, I wanted to ask you, what kind of improvements will you be making to this place?
Well, we're hoping to add space. That we'll have more stall space. Right now we have the barn and we have an area at the back was known as the old show arena, which is just kind of an empty space. So the new barn will have stalls throughout. So we'll increase the space.
Good.
We also want to improve the ventilation.
Yeah.
Right now the barn gets very hot and people have to bring in their own individual fans.
Yeah, I've seen those big fans you've had
in there. So hopefully we'll have some type of ventilation system that does the entire barn instead of depending on individual fans. We also have electrical issues. The electrical service needs to be upgraded.
I've also noticed the extension cords.
Oh, yes. We're not exactly safe.
Yeah.
So we want to improve our safety and our availability of electricity and just make the barn more usable for the exhibitors and for visitors. Some of our ramps are quite steep, so we want to get to the point where they're handicap, accessible, all parts of the barn, and better lighting, improved lighting. So we think that there's a lot of things that will be addressed with the new barn. And the structural integrity of the old barn is in a deteriorating condition. Mm-hmm. So, we want to have something that's sturdier, more stable, and could last us another 50 years.
Well, I want you to know that your barn made an impact you probably aren't even aware of. I have two grandsons. They live in Hong Kong, China, and they came to visit us. They had never seen a steer, much less a farm. And the first time they ever saw a steer and any farm anything was in that beef barn where we took them through and showed it to them. And we had pictures of them because they live in a giant city with 10 million people in it. And there's not a lot of cattle walking around in Hong Kong since they have no horizontal space. So your reputation is truly international. We are going to return with Tracy and Kay. When we come back, we're going to learn a bit more about not only what they are going to do with this money, but how you, yes, you, can help give them some more as Bedford County Speaks continues.
See the USA in your
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. When I was a kid, every Sunday evening, Dinah Shore sang that song. Being part of a Chevy family since 1939, I thought it was pretty special. Now that the weather has become Bedford beautiful again, why not stop by and see the USA in your Thomas Chevrolet? Right now, we have a great opportunity with a beautiful 2017 Malibu. All of them have the latest technology, comfort, and power to make driving fun again. At Thomas Chevrolet, you can drive away in one of these terrific Malibus at value pricing in the low 20s. When you get a great price, great trade-in, and our legendary service, that's called earning your complete satisfaction. That's what we do here every day. Come and see the USA in your Thomas Chevrolet right now. If you visit us this week, you'll find your 2017 Malibu in our showroom. And while you're here, we'll show you what complete satisfaction really is.
That's Thomas Chevrolet, where we guarantee your complete satisfaction every day.
This is Joe Padula, promoter of the Bedford Speedway, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned, and we are in last day of the fair week here. With us are two very, very important beef people. Tracy Geyer, who is the fundraiser for the Beef Barn, and also Kay Kring, its chairman. Kay, you get a lot of assistance from the community here. I mean, not just the Bedford Grange, but you've got all kinds of people that are volunteering to help do this. Is beef production growing in Bedford County?
I think that in some cases, yes, it may be, because sometimes we're switching out farms that used to be in dairy production
right. And
are switching now to beef. But what we are really interested in doing is encouraging the people that are in beef farming to keep it going to the next generation. And these young people that are showing, to have them have something that they're really involved with and they like to do, something that's positive, that they can be involved with and that they can take pride in and learn from. So I don't know if I can say that the beef industry is really expanding in Bedford County, except for some of the switchovers. But we are hoping to encourage people to maintain what we have and, perhaps expand.
Do you feel that, Tracy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know it's a thing where a lot of the young exhibitors look for. This is something they look forward to every year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like their vacation, coming to the fair and hanging out with all their friends from everywhere, as well as showing their animals and being a part of it all. I mean, yes, in today's society, with so many things going so wrong, this is a wonderful thing for these young people.
Well, the other thing I've noticed, and maybe it's only been my observation, but how many girls and women are in this thing? I mean, the girls really like this. They have a lot of fun with it.
Well, I can tell you myself, when my oldest son showed for the very first time here at the fair 10 years ago, after that first year, I said to him, "Are you sure you really want to do this again?" I'm like, "This is a lot of work."
Yeah.
But,
like for Tracy.
Yeah, because as I was a person that came to the fair, and, you didn't really see all the behind-the-scenes stuff, all the work that goes into this. I mean, sure, you see people forking poop and feeding their animals, but you really don't know all the behind-the-scenes work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. Especially beef cattle, because you have them 9-10 months out of the year, so you've got to feed these animals. And if this is not something that you are wholeheartedly wanting to do, it's a big undertaking, because it's an expensive cost, what you've put into it, just simply because of the costs involved
sure.
in feeding it. But you have to do it for the love of it. Yeah, 10 years later, here we are, and we all love it and enjoy it, and it's something we can all do as a family, and that's important.
What I was struck with is I went to the fair in Harrisburg last January, and I was surprised at how many entries in Bedford County won for various categories. I mean, this is just a little county.
Right.
This isn't Cumberland County or one that has a lot of people in it. This, for a small county, that Bedford County was very well represented. And I think it probably has a lot to do with this fair. Would you think that?
I think so.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of quality animals, not just in beef,
yeah. But
in the other species also. We had the Marquette Hog Show last night, and the hogs there were exceptional. We have dairy animals that win here at the fair and then go on to Harrisburg or national shows, Louisville, Kentucky, or eastern states in Massachusetts. And all of our animals are doing exceptionally well. You know, the people here that are showing in the county, they know how to select animals. They know how to prepare them for the show. They know how to show them. You know, they're competitive. Not just county level, but statewide and nationally.
Well, of course, your ag history here goes back forever. So you've got a lot of history and things that have really contributed to that. Rich Emmerich, in your press release, you said he's one of the members of the committee that's going to be involved in the design. I'm sitting here thinking, well, what do you need to do to design a beef barn? But there's something to it, isn't there? It's not just electric and air, but it's something else.
Yes. We have to determine what type of building we're going to have. And we're originally thinking about a pole-type building. But as we're looking, we want to probably do some concrete sides and then poles on top.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is we've been looking at different designs from different contractors or different builders, what they offer, and putting in what we would like to have and seeing how they could meet our needs and what they could provide. So Rich has been evaluating some designs, and we do not have a design finalized yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyone that would like to get involved in this process, we'll invite them to, you know, give us their ideas, and you know, we'll see what we can put together between our needs and what they can offer, and hopefully come up with a design that will, you know, serve the beef exhibitors.
Are you going to be able to get fancy and have some water, drains, concrete floor, that kind of stuff?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes,
you're gonna
most
need
definitely.
That. Yeah, because you don't have it now, right?
Yes. Well, we have some paving in the aisleways in the barn.
Yeah,
but
you
we're hoping to have the whole floor.
This year, sure.
McAdam.
So much easier
and,
to clean.
Yeah, we'll have new watering, new wiring.
Yeah, right.
And we do...
Sure.
We do have some engineers on our group who are volunteering services for site design, and also some contractors who are volunteering to do excavating, demolition, things like that. So we have some people that know what they're doing that are helping us.
Well, we're speaking with Kay Kring, who is the chairman of the Beef Barn Committee, and also Tracy Geyer, who is, I'm going to call, the magical fundraiser. Tracy, let me go back to you for a second. We need to get more money for this thing. And in addition to the design, of course, that's the way to spend money. So we have to find out the way to get some money. What are the opportunities that some of the companies and organizations and maybe individuals could have in this barn? They can get a little name, have a little stall name for somebody or anything like that.
Yeah, that's something that we are definitely going to need to come up with once we finalize the design of the barn, because we're thinking about having removable stalls, which would mean that you could set them up for a different event in a different way at a different time. So that's something we need to come up with for anybody who is willing to donate or wanting to donate. They could have a stall named after them. That's a great idea. But until we finalize the design of our barn, we can't really offer that at the moment. But, you know, anybody who is willing to donate whatever amount they would like to, we have an account set up at Somerset Trust in Bedford. Anybody is willing to drop off money to that. You know, we're here at the fair. Anybody can drop off anything here. In the future, we're hoping I'd like to have a fundraiser with Bedford Ford. I need to iron out all the details with that. But the way I understand that works is you pick out a car or a truck that you want to raffle off. You sell tickets for it, whatever the amount of the vehicle is, $20,000, $25,000. Right. You pay Bedford Ford that amount, and then the rest of the money you keep as your profit.
Right.
The winner of the vehicle will obviously pay the taxes and tags and all that stuff. But
get in a new truck for taxes and tags is a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah, for buying a ticket for $25
right.
or so. So we're hoping that that reaps good benefits. We also would like to do 200 clubs or gun drawings. That seem to be pretty big in this area. So at some point, we'd like to try our hand at that and, you know, offer rip-off tickets and that sort of thing.
I just met this amazing pastor, big with cinnamon buns. He makes the cinnamon buns himself. He told me he raised enough money to replace the roof on his church with cinnamon.
Wow.
But $10,000. So I was thinking, how many cinnamon buns do you have to sell for $10,000 to get that kind of money? But you know, we joke about that stuff, but that stuff counts too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Every little...
All these little things you have and...
Every little dollar
cupcakes
amount.
Cupcakes or whatever it might be.
I mean, my goal this week for the actual fair was $5,000. I mean, we're about not quite halfway of that yet.
Mm-hmm.
We still have today and tomorrow. So hopefully our ultimate goal is $150,000 for this project.
Oh, you'll raise that. I'm convinced. I mean, because everybody wants to be with a winner. Well, you're a winner now. You've got 50 grand. You don't need 100 grand more to get this done. And you're probably on your way to that 100 grand now. So you're going to do it fine. Let's talk about 2018, 2019, and so forth. The fair was last week, so we have this this future to look forward to, Kay. And you're not going to have to raise some money, but you're going to get this barn fixed. And I would think that the improvements in the barn will help the whole thing as well, not just for the steers, but for the fundraising, the whole thing.
Okay, my vision, my dream is at the end of the 2018 fair, we demolish the old barn and start constructing the new barn and have it ready for the 2019 fair.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see that happen.
Well, that's a very definitive goal. I think you'll do just fine. I think people need to know. Who's the guy that says you won't know where you're going unless you know where you're going? So I think you need to do that. Well, that's a great thing. Now, when we... On the way between here and 2018, in addition to the fundraising, have any corporations or companies come forward telling you that might be interested in helping you out with this thing?
We've had some people stop by our table and talk to us individually, and we think that's coming. And we think this is going to be a year between now and next fair that we'll be working, you know, on the fundraising activities as well as, you know, trying to get sponsors from the business community. And not just money, but we can use building materials. We can use services.
Oh, really?
You know, just getting, like, for instance, all of our plans have to be signed off by an engineer, our design plans. So if we can get services and whether things are given outright or at discounts, any of those things, you know, are helpful.
Well, we have several professional engineering firms here in Bedford County, and I would think that wouldn't be a problem getting a stamp plan from them.
Sometimes that seems to be an easier way for businesses to help donate.
It is.
Not actually giving a monetary amount, but with their services or their products.
We in the radio stations give thousands of dollars away of free airtime, and people think, well, that isn't anything. Well, it's what we sell. Sure it is. You know, it's as much of anything else that people sell, so... And you can use it. You know,
yes.
Maybe not the advertising, but you can use the, you know, the engineering services, or maybe a guy that can come in and help you with the plumbing of this water you want to do, or the electrical work or whatever. That adds up quickly, and it reduces the cost of your barn construction.
So services would be a very important thing if anyone.
Okay, well, you've got your instructions here. If you have a service, you have a construction company. If you're a concrete outfit, if you're a plumber, let me think. If you're an electrician, what do we need? A roofer? Right, need a roofer. A pole barn guy, we'd really like him, and that sort of thing, because that's what really rallies around these things. And I would guess, Tracy, that they're going to get an abundant amount of credit if they do something like that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we haven't reached that point in our fundraising yet, what we're going to do, but we are definitely going to recognize all of our sponsors in some way on the barn, something.
Gotcha.
Till we get to that point, we just don't know how we're going to display that.
We have just a couple of minutes left, so let me take this to try to find a way to tell everybody. How can they get a hold of you folks to either donate some money or some services or whatever? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well,
you have a website or something?
We have on Facebook, we are listed as Build the Beef Barn, Bedford, PA. You can like us on Facebook. That's a big thing with social media. We have email addresses. We have phone numbers.
I can find you on Facebook and Build the Beef Barn. You said PA?
Bedford, PA.
Bedford, PA. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Because everybody's kind of...
Since we're obviously associated with the fair, you could also contact the fair office.
Okay.
And we have gotten some contacts from people. We received one donation from someone who contacted the fair office already, a significant one. And they would be able to, you know, put people in contact with us if they don't have, you know, like our addresses or emails.
Now, I'm just curious about one thing before we leave. The beef barn is on the fair property. So who actually owns the barn?
Well, eventually the fair will own the barn.
Okay.
But what we'll be doing is building the barn and kind of having some type of agreement for, you know, having it on their property and using it.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Good. Well, that's good. Then you know where it is and so forth. Well, you've been a delight, both of you. I can't tell you. I don't know what I expected because I never talked to anybody about a beef farm before, so this is fun. But you've been terrific, and I want to thank you, Kay Kring, the chairman of this committee, and also Tracy Geyer, magical super lady fundraiser of all time. And I wish you the very best. And did I miss anything here?
No, but thanks for letting us share our story. I think every time we can get the word out, it helps.
Well, thank you. And
thank
it was
you.
Great to have you here, and I really appreciate you very much in talking to us. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.